And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Richmond, Virginia's water system recently collapsed under the snowstorm that hit much of the nation, drawing attention to its utilities director, whose primary qualification seems to be advancing DEI rather than maintaining infrastructure. She focused on gender quotas and inclusive workspaces. The EPA cited the city for corroded pumps, cracked filters, and outdated emergency plans. And now residents sit without water while officials dodge questions about preventative measures. The Biden administration's Title IX overreach met its match in federal court as a judge recognized that redefining sex requires more than bureaucratic wishful thinking. Beyond protecting women's spaces, the ruling restores due process rights that Biden's rules had stripped from accused students. Even a broken clog strikes truth twice a day. Well, Notre Dame's coach Marcus Freeman showed real leadership after his Orange Bowl victory, deflecting an ESPN reporter's attempt to make race the story. While she pushed identity politics, Freeman redirected attention to his team's achievement and his faith. Well, Senator Mark Kelly wants consequences for China's cyber assault on American telecommunications, though he might have considered that before his party spent years enabling Beijing's digital colonization. The Supreme Court looks ready to finally shut down TikTok next week, leaving influencers scrambling and communist data miners seeking new targets. Well, California continues to burn while Gavin Newsom fiddles with messaging. Instead of addressing his state's catastrophic wildfire response, he begged Biden recently to combat misinformation, apparently believing PR matters more than preparation. The $50 billion in damages suggests Mother Nature disagrees. Well, England's Field Hockey Association remembered that reality exists by banning males from women's competition, and their new policy creates females and open categories, acknowledging that strength and speed differences matter more than feelings. Britain's parliament voted against investigating their Pakistani rape gang scandal, with 364 MPs deciding some crimes are too politically incorrect to prosecute. The rejection of an inquiry into decades-old systemic abuse proves some cover-ups wear suits. And New York City's solution to violent street crime, you want to know what that is? Well, it's throw another $650 million at homelessness, because the first few billion worked so well. Mayor Adams promises more beds and cleaning crews while criminals set subway passengers on fire. And at least the parks will be cleaner for all the mayhem. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.com. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.